And is there anything else that you know now?
No, it just makes me feel good about looking at it, so that's quite good. It just makes me feel good, and I like looking just over it. So, yeah, I'm leaning forward, just looking over that bottom part where the goal bit is, but with my arms around it.
And what do you notice about those words and the letters in those words, or even the spaces between the words or letters?
Well, it's very important to have that whole sentence close to me. As I said, I wrote it at the top of the page where I'd normally do, and then I actually ended up having to rewrite the whole thing and putting them at the bottom of the page because I wanted them much closer to me. And it's also like they're a foundation, so everything kind of goes on top of it. But then those bits at the top, I had to draw a line because they're kind of doubts as opposed to what I want. So there's a little bit of thought up there, but I separated those off with a line at the top. So I like the fact, actually, I just noticed something interesting. I've got a gap between my name and my taming that suddenly caught my eye.
Anything else about that gap?
It's interesting actually because the T nearly grabs it. I'm going to take that T across to that N. That's nice. That kind of feels interesting. Like it's connected itself properly now. It's interesting.
And what does that T know that's connected across to that N?
It's caused me to panic about the other spaces now. So I've noticed this is weird. Right, so the space has got larger between maintaining the space now. And I don't like that. I don't like having that. I don't like, my spaces are out of control. So I don't like all these spaces anymore. Which is a tad bizarre.
And what does that larger space know?
Does it know? I think it knows it shouldn't be there, funny enough. It's just slightly worried me about a space. It's almost like if the spaces grew, that whole sentence, I'd lose it. And I think that's what I'm just worried about. But it's also, I don't want it cramped either. Because cramped isn't what I want. So it is about having space. But, yeah, that's interesting. So it's about having space, but I don't want a massive amount of space where it just then loses that thread. So there is that kind of richness in the space. The space between maintaining space is just a little bit too large. It's interesting because the bit where it's 4A richer, that's the size the spaces should be. It should just be. So it's almost like the beginning of the sentence. So the beginning of the sentence just had larger spaces. The spaces actually seem to almost just get a little bit smaller towards the end where I've kind of put what it's all around. So that's really interesting.
And which space are you drawn to now?
I like the space between the 4, the A, and the A and the rich. That's the type of space I want. That's a good space. So those spaces, they feel kind of exactly what I've talked about, that graceful and curious. So they're kind of big enough for richness, but they haven't got so far apart they're losing that thread. So it is about this balance where it's a nice paced space. And that's what I feel I've had. I've had that nice paced space. space. And it's just starting to unravel on me. And it's interesting. It's almost like that first space. It's just losing. It's losing. It's unraveling too quickly. Mm. I need to just kind of get it back and control it a little bit more.
Mm. And that good space between 4 and A, what does that good space know?
Knows it's very achievable. It knows it's very solid. And it's kind of drawing me in, so it knows it's got attention. It does know that's very achievable. Yeah, it's got a really good feeling about it.
Mm. And is there anything else that good space knows?
No, just no, that's just a good, solid, yep, that's it, that's what you want, that's where it is, yeah.
Hmm. And what do you know now?
So, I know I've got it, so I know I've got what I want, and I know it's that feeling again, which is really good. So it's nice to come back to that feeling, it's always that feeling. It gets me back again.
Mm.
It's how we got here in the first place. It's just thinking about it's interesting when I view what I'm doing with that feeling, I have a very different ability to handle what I'm doing and what to say no to and what to agree to and how to handle my assumptions of how other people might feel or think about what I'm doing or not doing. So that's what I know. So it's making sure I'm in that right place, that right feeling around it, and then it becomes easier to maintain that space for the rich life.
Mm. And put that down on your paper. And if at any point you want to add another piece of paper around that paper, just feel free to do that too.
Okay.
And what words or letters or spaces are you noticing now?
I think it's interesting that kind of be absorbed in life. That's intriguing. Above my E. Actually, I'm also noticing my E's got a very long leg.
Mm. Is there anything else about that leg?
Mm. It's interesting because, it's quite a relaxed kind of flick of the E. It's quite arching and graceful in its own way, really. And that space is actually nice. It's interesting that E's a little detached from the rest of that space.
Mm.
Yeah. Actually, do you know if you take the S off the space, you get pace, which is very interesting. So, yeah, that's what it's about. It's about pacing, isn't it? And it's almost like it's almost like when you've got space and you've got pace, that E just extends it into like space. Just that little bit more linger, a little bit slower. It's not a rush. It's almost like that E's had time to be drawn. It's just had that little extra. That's just that extra time. And it's amazing what you get as a difference.
Mm.
So it's Yeah, and yet that was, you know, you almost have that extra time without realising you've got that extra time. And it's just not so gracefully as well. So it brings it all together.
Mm.
So it's really, it's so important to keep where I'm at, having just had that opportunity. It's amazing the difference it makes.
Mm. And put that down.
Tag that off the bottom there. Yeah.
And what does that relaxed, lingering E know?
It's interesting, it's taken its time, and it's very attention-seeking. So it's got a lot, although it's only that E on its own, it's just that little bit extra. You know, it's quite impactful. So it's around, you know, you take that little bit of extra time, and actually it's almost like, I suppose it's that classic, you know, you actually get further. So it's about just being active. Isn't the same as being proactive. You know, activity doesn't always get you anywhere.
Hmm.
So it's about thinking about the value of the activity and how that just all blends together. And just what a big difference just something small can make.
Hmm.
Big difference that E has, just because it's got that little extra piece of work with it.
Hmm. And put that down to
extra piece of paper.
And if you need an extra piece of paper, you can use more paper.
Okay. Right. Something big, different, graceful. Yeah. Yeah.
And what words are you noticing now?
This is the calm that's just underneath. It's supporting that space.
Mm.
They kind of work together very much, because the space supports the calm and the calm supports the space. So it's are they supporting it, or is it hanging off the space?
And what other words or phrases could there be before those words?
I think before those is that is a phrase around what's the difference you're really making? What are you really doing here? What's this truly about? So it's that detached. What's this truly about? Mm. Not, oh, let's just get on and do something.
Mm. And just add that. Put that down,
I've written this, I've turned my paper, so the left-hand side has just become the top for a second.
Mm-hmm. And remember, you can add more paper if you need to.
Yeah, that kind of thought was a nice backstop.
Mm.
It's kind of like, that's interesting, so that's my protective left arm. That's okay, it's holding it on that page there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And what words could there be before those words?
Those words. It's truly about it. It's interesting. It's a feeling, really. It's just a real connected, so it's connected is the word that comes before it.
Hmm. I'll just put that down.
Right, now I do need another piece of paper.
Hmm.
A second. Yeah. Yeah, put that one.
Hmm. And
off page.
Okay. And what words or phrases could there be before that word connected?
Hmm. Oof. Black's the word, but it isn't, I don't know, it's not quite. I think it's content, actually. What's one of the ones about? It's content.
Mm.
Yeah, oh no, that looks well. Mm.
Put that down too.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a smaller word, but it's smaller in written writing as well.
Mm.
Nice together.
Mm. And yep. What words or phrases could there be before that smaller word?
No, I like content. No, it's a, do you know what it is? If we had more time, I could write just content across the whole of that page.
Mm.
I'm just going to add some.
Mm.
Just around it. Yeah. So I don't know. That whole page, that whole new page, could just have content written all across it.
Mm.
I like that. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good word.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple more. Two more. Right, that's good. That's good. Yeah, I like that. That's good.
And are there any words or phrases that could go before that word, content?
No, I have a galaxy of stars of content now. Just it's kind of it. It's good actually. It's kind of floating off into the galaxy, into the universe there.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they feel.
Mm.
That's how they feel they're there. And then they kind of funnel in through content and connected onto the other page.
Mm.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, that's nice. That's one. Let's change my diagram then. So I've gone an A3 piece of paper now.
And what do you know now?
That's a great place to be, and that's that real feeling. Interesting. I've never quite worked out what that feeling was. But that, yes, that is true. Yeah. Yeah, that makes a big difference. Yeah, it's amazing the difference that makes in everything I do. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, when I'm that, everything seems to work better for everyone. It's bizarre. But, yeah, and the content gives me the connected. That's just much more intuitively connected to people, which keeps me focused on what is this really about.
Mm.
And all the other stuff kind of happens below that.
And that word, content, where did that word come from?
Deep inside, comes from deep, deep inside. Yeah. It's funny, isn't it? It took 46 years to get there. Yeah, that's a different, it's not a word I'd necessarily have connected with me, but that's certainly, the end of a journey, that one is,
Is there anything else about that content deep inside?
It's really, it's just a nice, solid, grounded feeling. Right down, I think it's my sternum, I don't know, what's the front bit of your chest where all your ribs connect? It's slightly heavy, but in that really solid, reassuring way. And it must be the same temperature as me, because it is, it's slightly warmer, but not a lot warmer, but it's just got that real, real nice solidness. I don't know if it's, you know what that, you get a polished black stone, and I've just got that feeling. Yeah, that, oh, I don't know what that polished black stone is. But there's a nice polished black stone, it just weighs, just when you feel it, it just weighs the right weight. And it has that good feeling.
Can you put that on your piece of paper? Add whatever you want to your piece of paper to represent feeling deep inside.
Okay. Right, that's it. Switching to a pencil because I want to draw something. I'll just put in a solid black stone. And representation. Yep, that's nice. Yes, solid black stone. Yes.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add or change to your pieces of paper now?
I'm just separating them. I'm just wondering. It's actually interesting, if I take away my first piece of paper and I'm left with my second piece of paper, it's just slightly missing something, but it's got that space, and it's kind of got that feeling about it, and it is just missing something. Maybe it's missing. I'm just adding graceful, I like graceful, curious, absorbed, yeah, quite like that, yeah, that's good, second piece of paper is good.
And what do you know now?
This is a really, really nice place to be. Finally pieced all those last little bits together that make it easy just to stay here and just maintain it. It's a much more grounded, very grounded place. Mm.
And would this be an okay place to bring this to a close?
That's fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you, Denny. Thank you very much. Mm.